A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, July the 3rd, 2023. I'm standing in for Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye. I'm your host tonight, Evans Zininga. And tonight on Live Talk, we take a look at the rise and fall of the Zim dollar in Zimbabwe. It's been going on and on against the US dollar as the local currency seems to firm up, according to the official Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe foreign currency exchange auction market. Today, the rate was one US dollar to 5.769 against last week's high of close to 7,000 on Tuesday, the 27th of June. The Ministry of Finance says their interventions are working. However, some economists, business people say the standability expressed is so temporary. Traders on the streets and small players say they do not even see the change and the impact as the prices have not changed on the markets. The basics, food, commodities, they keep disappearing from the supermarket shelves. But before we delve into our main topic for today, let's take a quick peek into tomorrow. Tomorrow is one of USA's biggest holidays on the calendar. July 4th, that's Independence Day, so it's already gear on. Celebrations are already on the roll as the nation prepares to celebrate 247 years of the country's independence. Now, smaller U.S. towns are marking the holiday in their own way, in their own traditions, and VOA's Saqib al-Islam takes us to one small Virginia town that celebrated ahead of the July 4th holiday.
Any day in a small town in Virginia, residents were getting together for an early Independence Day celebration.
Happy 4th of July!
Happy 4th of July!
Happy 4th of July!
Happy 4th of July!
Let liberty ring.
The Star-Spangled South Riding has attracted thousands since 1996, where history is on display for all through floats like this one.
We give out a lot of flags, you know, as well. And we try to give a little bit of history, you know, along with it. You know, the kids like the color. They like the flutter. You know, they like the ringing of the bell.
Bobby Kittle is the events manager for South Riding Proprietary, which has been organizing this festival since 1996.
All it does is make people included on the same adventure you're going to go have, which is fun, community, and it's there, right in your backyard.
And the residents appreciate that.
Like the atmosphere here, you know, yeah, and of course the people here.
This is closer to home and no commute at all.
The festival brings different communities together in the spirit of independence.
We live in the same community. We just wanted to be a part of the community, you know, celebrate. We are here excited for the firework as well.
Yo, this is the fireworks!
The celebration ended with fireworks and with a message of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, words from the Declaration of Independence. Saqib al-Islam, VOA News, South Riding, Virginia.
And that there is just the beginning. Tomorrow, the whole country will be going all out in independence celebrations. Now let's go back to Zimbabwe, where the Chevrons, as the Zimbabwe's national cricket team are popularly called, they will be battling it out with Scotland tomorrow for a spot in the 2023 Cricket World Cup Games scheduled for later this year in India. This will be a do-or-die match for the Chevrons, as Zimbabwe, which lost to Sri Lanka by 9 wickets over the weekend, must win tomorrow's game with Scotland. And Sri Lanka has already qualified for the 2023 World Cup. And some refreshing memories, Zimbabwe beat Scotland by 6 wickets and clinched the T20 series with a 2-1 win in September 2021. Now we're going to see how that's all going to come out tomorrow. All said and done, Tomorrow, all roads will be leading to the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo. I have the pleasure of having sports analyst Tanda Zani Zimbwa joining us to paint a picture on what tomorrow is most likely to look like. Tanda Zani, can you hear me, my brother?
Loud and clear.
Thank you much for joining us. What is the mood like in Bulawayo with tomorrow's game just a few hours away?
When there's cricket in Zimbabwe, excitement always rises to fever pitch. So all that there is are for the boys to deliver. They had done very, very well during the qualifiers, and now the moment of reckoning has arrived. Of course, notwithstanding the temporary, and I magnify the word temporary, setback when we lost yesterday to Sri Lanka, but there are quite a number of factors perhaps that could have contributed to yesterday's loss against Sri Lanka. But the mood, as you asked, the mood is really that of an excited nation that is optimistic, that is raring to go, and people just can't wait for tomorrow's game. Remember, both teams did not feature in the 2019 Cricket World Cup. Mm-hmm. And so this time around, they want to outwit each other so that they can win the remaining ticket after Sri Lanka's victory propelled them to the World Cup.
Let me hold you right there real quick, brother. So you remember in 2021, Zimbabwe beat Scotland, you know, in the T20 matches. Now, what do you think are the chances of Zimbabwe beating Scotland again tomorrow?
Well, this time around, I think that the stakes are different, and so is the mood. And given what is at stake and how to arrive there, I think it's a totally different ball game. Let's look at the fact that for Zimbabwe, a win will all but assure them passage to the World Cup finals in India, whereas Scotland will still have to do more work against the Netherlands, and they can't afford to lose against Zimbabwe, which makes it even more interesting. However, Zimbabwe know very well tomorrow that if they deliver, then we are just but as good as in India. I wanted to take a look at one or two factors as well. Which perhaps militated against us when we played against Sri Lanka. There is the feeling that perhaps Sri Lanka were at home, away from home against Zimbabwe. Why? Because remember in the qualifiers, Sri Lanka were playing in Bulawayo. So the venue became too familiar for them, unlike the host of Zimbabwe, who were playing in Harare, but for the crucial match, they had to travel down to Bulawayo. Uh-huh. So for Sri Lanka, it was more of familiar territory. You get better by time, and when you get used to the environment, it's very important in most sports, not let alone cricket. So perhaps Zimbabwe, in that context, had not done very well in terms of their preparations. They played against Pakistan in six one day international. Perhaps some of those matches should have used as preparatory and to familiarize their own venue and been placed in Bulawayo. So that's one aspect where I would feel Zimbabwe didn't get it right.
Let's do the second one real quick. Our time is going to kill us a little bit. If you can just give the second one in a nutshell and let's wrap it up. Yeah.
I think the other factor which we need to attend to tomorrow is that of our bowling and our fielding. I think really there is a lot of work to have been done today in the preparations for tomorrow's game. When you look at the way we played against Nepal, the fact that they could manage more than 315 runs against us, despite the fact that we went on to win by scoring more, it's a statement of weakness in terms of our bowling. And we should not have been flattered. Instead, we should have gone all out to perfect that so that against the formidable opposition like Sri Lanka, we had our act together.
Oh, my perhaps goodness. Tandazani, you are a preacher in this ministry. But I will have.
Go on and on.
I know, man. But hey, let's both wish the best for the Chevrons tomorrow. And I would like to thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate you all the time. And thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure all the time.
Awesome. And there you had it, Zimbabwe. That's Tandazani Zimbwa, a sports analyst based in Zimbabwe, talking about tomorrow's games as Zimbabwe heads out to the battle with Scotland for a spot in the 2023 Cricket World Cup Games coming up in India later this year. Now, we have watched some good cricket in the tournament with Sean Williams and Sikandar Raza driving Zimbabwe's success thus far. All we can say at this time is all the best to the Chevrons for tomorrow. And we're going to take a short break. Do not get away. Don't go away. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the rise and fall of the Zim dollar against the US dollar as the local currency seems to be firming up according to the central bank, the statistics they are giving us on a daily basis. We keep track of what they tell the nation, and we are going to have a very wonderful discussion. And joining us tonight for Perspective, we are joined by Tendai Ruben Mbofana. He is the program's director for Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice. And we are also hoping to get Deborah Mukasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Good evening. Are you there, Mr. Mbofana?
Yes, I am there. Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And we are looking at Zimbabwe's dollar, the rise and fall. There's a lot of things. There are a lot of stories being said around it. Government says this. Government says that. The president says this. It's hearsay, and it's a lot going on around. Can you paint us a clear picture of what is going on with the Zim dollar today in Zimbabwe?
Yes, thank you very much for that very pertinent question. All I can start off by saying is that it's in shambles. The Zimbabwe dollar is, when we started in 2019, when the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa decided, I don't know why, that ill-conceived decision to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar, it was supposedly supposed to be at par with the US dollar 1:1, though both that is gauged 1:1 with the United States dollar. Despite all the warnings from reputable economists that the Zimbabwean economy was not yet strong enough to sustain its own currency, they stubbornly went ahead. Remember that in 2009 or 2008, right, at the end of 2008, they decided to do away with the Zimbabwe dollar, which was called the bearer's check at the time, because of the same reasons, the same economic reasons, the same economic environment that is still pertains today And yet the Emmerson Mnangagwa government was adamant that they were going to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar. So in a very short space of time, mm-hmm. we are talking about less than a year, the Zimbabwe dollar had fallen in a most spectacular manner. And today we are looking at the Zimbabwe dollar, you know, trading at 9,000 Zimbabwe dollars to one U.S. dollar. It's absurd, to say the least. And yet we hear the government saying, we are not going to remove the Zimbabwe dollar.
So vambofana muri kuti here zviri kutaurwa nehurumende kuti vane matanho avari kutora ekuedza kudzikamisa dhora vachitotaurirawo nyika mazuva ese kuti dhora rati US dollar riri kutoita richidzika Zimbabwe dollar riri kusimukira zvinobuda sei zvavari kutsanangura izvo?
Zvinorwadza ndezvekuti zvavanenge vachitaura izvi ndezvemugurumati mugomo muguma matsuro. Remember kuti zvavanenge vachiti taita izvi zvekuti Zimbabwe dollar isimbe zvinhu zviya zviri zvatingati ma-stop gap measures kana kuti zviri temporary. Hapana permanent solution yavauya nazvo. Chikonzero chiri kuita kuti Zimbabwe dollar iite kunge rabhoti simbei bhichana mazuva apfuura ndeyekuti makambani ari kunzi abhadhare 50% yemitero yayo yecorporate tax nemaZimbabwe dollar. Saka vari kumhanya-mhanya makambani makuru kuti vatsvake maZimbabwe dollar ekuti vabhadhare mutero kuhurumende. Saka mubvunzo ndeyekuti kana vapedza kubhadhara matax aya kana kuti mwedzi unouya zvinenge zvamira sei? Vasingachadi kumhanya-mhanya kutsvaka zimudhora riya, havatisina basa naro, vabhadhara mitero yavo, zvichaita sei? Ndo pamuchaonazve next month munana August umu Zimbabwe dollar riya raakudonha futi. Hurumende yotanga kuti pane masabotawa, pane vari kuda kubvisa hurumende, pane vari kuita zvavari kuita kuti hurumende ishorwe. Asi chokwadi chiri kuti hapana chati chaitwa nehurumende chiri kugadzirisa pamongo pekuti chii chaita kuti musoro uteme. Usati wamwa paracetamol ndinongoitawo kuti musoro ubhoita senge wanyarara. So iparacetamol kana une brain tumor wadii kuti utange wabviswa brain tumor? Paracetamol haribvisi brain tumor.
Muri kutaura mashoko makuru akasimba chaizvo vambofana. So I would like us to take a look at the people, the ordinary people in small businesses on the streets, the vendors, the small scale producers, the small business players. How are they surviving under these circumstances?
The small and medium-sized entrepreneurs are the ones that are actually surviving more than the businesses, the big businesses that are being accused, insincerely accused of sabotaging the economy. Actually, they are the ones that are suffering. If you look at the big retail supermarkets, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention names, okay, Spar, Pick and Pay, and so forth, they are the ones suffering. You go today I was in some of these shops, you'll be the only one there, the only customer there. But most people are going to these informal traders because why? Because they are not regulated by anyone. So they can charge US dollars willy-nilly without anyone regulating them because there is no way the government can regulate all those people scattered all over the place. So you find that those are the businesses that are surviving because now, because they can defy the law with impunity and charge strictly in US dollars, that means their prices are relatively cheaper than those that you find in the big retail supermarkets, because the big retail supermarkets are being obliged by the law to also charge in the Zimbabwe dollar. So it means that their prices will be a bit higher because they have to forward price and prepare for when they've sold their goods.
Okay.
They want to restock their supermarkets. Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you to hold it right there. We have another analyst on the call. Happiness Azengani is the CEO of a financial analyst company in Zimbabwe, and we have the pleasure of having here today. Number zenyu dzambenge dzichiramba dzichineta. Muripo here, hanzvadzi?
Chiriko manheru.
Maswera zvakanaka here kwakadii kuZimbabwe?
kuri right chando chete.
Vanhu vari kuchema tiri kunzwa kuti nyaya dzemari vanotaura vanenge vachiti mari yemunyika yanaka zvinhu zvadzikama zvinhu zvakarongeka kutaurawo kwevamwoko vamwe vachichema vachitaura kuti zvinhu hazvina kumbomira zvakanaka zvakamira sei ndina vambofana pano vambenge vachitiudzawo maonero avari kuita muri kuona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika
Zvinhu pari zvino vari kuti there is stability in terms of price instability dollar for now harisi kudzika zvakanyanyisa but chikuru kune just the ordinary people vanhuwo zvavo ndechekuti vakatomiza value kudhara saka kana dollar renyu muna January raive 1000 izvezvi dollar renyu riri 8000 vanhu vakalosa value Yes, vanogona kunge vari misha kudzika kwaranga richiita but value yakatomisa kudhara saka zvinoomera vazhinji nokuti masalaries and wages are not rising fast enough in order to catch up with that value loss.
Mm. Right. Ndokuti batai futi makadaro ndimbodzokera zvakare kuna vambofana. Vambofana mumigwagwa mamunofamba umo munosangana nevanhu vakawanda munoshandawo nevanhu vasiri vemabhizinesi ndiri kutaura mushandi mushandiwo wehukwaspa mushandi wehurumende munhu ari kumukirwa kuenda kubasa nezviri kuitika nemari izvi anosara akamira papi?
Anosara pakaipa chaipo. Nekuti vazhinji vashandi vari kubhadharwa nemabhondi nemazini dhora vashoma nenye vashandi vamunonzwa kuti vari kubhadharwa nemaus dhora saka zvireva izvokuti umwe mushandi unomunzwa taatinzi ari kuwana 40,000 zin dhora makada kuichinja nemareti ariko mazano because uchada kutenga ka kumaiwo atanga achitaura mainformal businesses anotengesa nemaus dhora chete haatambiri mabhondi Saka uchanochinja ka 40,000 bond kako kanoita 4 US dollars.
Nice.
4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Saka munhu shandi anenge achinzi anorarama sei ne 4 US dollars pamwedzi. Mapension achaiwo vazhinji vacho ndo mari dzavari kuwana. Saka zvinonetsa kana venasa ndo dzamai vangu inini chai vanowana mari kunasa ndo dzavari kuwana. Saka zvinotonetsa kuti saka muzimbabweni ari kutarisirwa kunzi achararama sei nemari dzakadaro idzo.
Notapanzwa apo muri kupajekesa zvakanaka regai ndidzoke zvakare kuna vanzvadzi Zengeni if you can hear me let me come back to you because you are from a solutions and let's look at what needs to be done in Zimbabwe today to have a complete full solution to all this drama around Maria Kwira, Maria Dzika. What needs to be done?
Chikuru chatinofanira kunzwisisa kuti exchange the depreciation guarantees Maria Dzika chinenge chakonzeresa. Kana takadzidza form 2 commerce chaiyo chai yakatiudza kuti when there is too much money chasing too few goods. Inenge iri inflation inokonzerwa nei saka pari zvino hurumende inofanira kuti imaintaine tight liquidity isaprinte mari nokuda kwokuti ivo havasi munhu mukushandi haasi ordinary person angoriwo hacken street anocreata mari anoita kuti mari iwande muekonomy ihurumende saka inofanira kuregedza zvairi kuita kucreata mari isipo isiri backed by anything vakakwanisa kudaro panoita stability mari haikwanise kuzobona zvainofanira kuzairi kuya zvayanga ichiita over the past 3 months
okay tapabata apo ndodzoka kwamuri vambofana let us look at the law in Zimbabwe in regards to money movement and trading of cash. What does the law say in as far as the controls of money changing and the whole control system? Zviri kumeka sense here muZimbabwe anasi?
Kuita sense hapana ndekuti mutemo ndisingapinda hangu kuti mastatutory instrument one chichi tinozva kuti pakadzoswa zin dhora iyi pakabonzi Zimbabwe dhora ndos the sole trading currency then pakaita COVID pakazoitwa mastatutory instrument yekuti anenge vane mari extra maus dhora avo havanawo havo vachida kumashandisa vanogona kumashandisa ndokudzoka kwakaita US dollar muekonomi medu. Asi mutemo haubvumidzi zveparero markets kana kuzvekutengesa mari mustreets. Asi vanhu ava tinovaona vachitengesa pachena pasina kubodzinganisana nemapurisa. Why? Ndopatinenge tichifungira pabhotsaura paya kuti hurumende iri kuprinta mari. Asi mari iyo iri kunzi iri kuprintwa yakawanda wanda iri kuenda upi? Nekuti bhondi kuriwana muzimbabwe chaiwo ukapinda mushopu uchitenga anoti hatina chenji. Hatina mabhondi.
Batai makadaro vambofana ndikubatei pamuromo. Paita umwe muteereri afona pano ari kuteererawo zvamuri kutsanangura izvi. Muripo here caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Muripo here pastudio 7?
Ndiripo.
Muri kupi? Ndiani wangu uyu?
Muri kutaura naTererai ari kuSouth Africa kutohoya ndoo.
Aha, mukoma Tererai. Mari yanetsa kuZimbabwe, muri kuinzwa kanyaya iri mudariro iyo. Mari yanetsa, vamwe vanoti dhora rakwira, vamwe vanoti dhora radzika. Munoionawo sei muchidimbu nguva yedu yadyana?
Nyaya yemari iri kunetsa, nyaya yemari ndo iri kunetsa munhu wose, asi kuti maonero inatoita ndeyekuti mari yedu yemunyika medu meZimbabwe yanga ichifanira kutombobvisiwa, yotozorodzewa zvachose. Totoiviga toita kuti irosi totopembeera kufa kwemari yedu, toshandisa mari yekuamerica kana yemuno muSouth Africa neBotswana zvichibvawo nenzvimbo dzavenge muri kusvikira votazokwanisa kuzovavo neyedu yakasimba mukufamba kwenguva.
Alright, aiwa ndikutakunzwai mukoma Tererai, zivanai mashoko amataura wayo. Ndovimbawo vatereri vari kuona nevari kunzwa kune dzimwe nzvimbo vakunzwai. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Nguva yedu inobva yaita seinoti tiza, regai ndipe mukana kuvadare vedu. Ndotanga nemi muzvare Zengeni. In a nutshell, your parting words to the people. Ndozopawo vambofana mukana tichipendera zvedu.
Saka pari zvino tinongoti zvamboita stable, but it's only for a short while. So vanhu vanofanira kuita value preservation yakasimbarara, especially vanotambira zimudhola, vanofanira at least kutarisa dzimwe nzvimbo kuti kwavanotambira nyangwe iri shoma vanogona kuiendesa kumashezi, at least kwanga pa stock exchange. At least it's not a letter value yemazimudhola acho. Kana kuti vanokwanisa
nguva yedu yakutidzingirira. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Regai tipewo vambofana mukana vatipewo mazwi avo ekupedzisira muchidimbu.
Nekupedzisira chandinongopa mazano kuhurumende ngeyekuti ngavatsvake kuti chii chaita musoro uteme. Zvekumama paracetamol izvi hapana zvazvinobatsira. Ngavagadzirise ikonomi mari, kana svika tibomiswa zimudhola racho tibodzokera kuUS, ngazvimboitwa hazvo as a temporary measure. Vatigadzirisa kuti zvinhu zvinakire vanhu venuZimbabwe.
Ndinokutendai vambofana nenguva yamatipa. That brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to the end of our show tonight. And we would like to thank all of our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and the listeners at home. It was a great show. We look forward for more of these discussions as we head to 2023 elections. And I am Ivan Zininga in Washington saying good night, Zimbabwe.